Oh. Baba kan vi ju testa den här nu? You test it or not, but we can't even test it without it. So what we did last month on Sunday, we learned a Rosh, the beginning of the Perek, beginning of the Pesachta, and the Rosh told us, Hashem Lerich, that the reason why Regel is Potter and Shutter Rabin is because it's Ochid. You can't expect, Hashem doesn't expect someone to start running after his animal who's doing a normal act. Therefore, it is potter. And what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina was if the animal's walking down the street and stands on a stick, which is standing on, which on the other side of the stick there's a kli. In a Rishit Yachid, says the Rosh shall be potter. Says the Rosh shall be potter. Why? Because it's okay. And the question to that was our sugya, what we'd learned. And our sugya is saying, you're walking down the street and it's kicking up stones without intention. And it says, and our Gemara, our Gemara was, if it lands in Rishita Yochid, you would be chay. You would be chay if it lands in Rishita Yochid. It sounds to be an exact contradiction to what was said in Gimel. Gimel, the Rosh tells us, as long as the animal is doing a normal act, it's going to be potter, even if the damage happens in Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be potter. Why? Because it did a normal act. Yeah, we saw an Amosugya, you walk down the street, it's doing a normal act, and stones get kicked up, and yet we see it would be, you would be chayiv if the stones land in Rosh Hashanah. That was what we left off on with the Kash last time. Yeah? So we will come back to this question. During the course of the day, but we want to learn the first lantasis, the Mokul Chief Shalom, and we want to learn a Rosh, and then we have to show me put it all together. So that's lantasis, the Mokul Chief Shalom, and MK. This is the last tasis on your testament, Aleph. This tasis is going on the very first show that we had in this news section of the model. The person was, the animal was walking in a place where anyway would have kicked up stones. It's impossible to walk without the stones getting kicked up. But this animal intentionally kicked up those stones. Doesn't have a dinner with Karen, a dinner with Kavana, or maybe not. At the end of the day, it would have happened anyway, and therefore you're going to be chayim, you're going to be potter. The shayla was, what's the shayla? What's the shayla? So we had these three possibilities, had to learn the shayla of the Gemara. Two were given by Rashi. One shayla was, since it's anyway going to happen, so then it's chatzi nezek. It doesn't make a difference whether you did it with kavanah or without kavanah, because anyway it would have happened. So just if it would have happened naturally, you would have had to pay chatzi nezek. So even if you did it unusually, you should also pay chatzi nezek. Or maybe no, since you did it unusually, you pay chetzi of chetzi. Maybe you pay like a ton. Maybe it's keren, you pay like a ton, you pay quarter. That's the shayla, first shayla, the Rashi explains it. Secondly, Mahalakha Rashi learned, that do we say, really we're talking about he did it four times. Do we say, well, since anyway, it would have happened. You're like a normal regular, so you pay chatzi nezek the whole time. Or do we say, no, since you did the unusual way, you now have to pay Nezek Sholem because you did it on four times in an unusual way. Those are the two ways that Rashi learned. First way is, do we say it's half or maybe a quarter on the first time? Or second way of learning is on the fourth time, do we say it's half or maybe full? Now Tosis says there is another way to learn. Says Tosis, Mokul Chief Shalom Inam King. And not enough to mean it if it's Karen or Reg. Not enough to mean it. Not between Tam and Mood, which is the ways Rashi learned, is it Chetzi or Quarter, or is it Chetzi or Whole? That's not to mean it's in Tam and Mood. So there's another enough to mean it. Maybe we could say it's all man of Shusarabim. The animal's walking in Shusarabim. And then we have a very good shine on me by Yeah, every time Rashi says it as Einafayish means there was a way you would have said, and he's going to say not like that.
He's saying, don't say that.
Yeah, first you have to say what you would have said, and then I'll say don't say it, right? We're going to tell you, first of all, say what you could say, then don't not say. Say what? So then you won't. So there would have been not going to say that this, and this.
It's like a hundred million.
And I'm going to say, hey, but if you tell me, you read the place that in the fire, and you stop, so you're not going to speak out what you're going to explain, it's a problem, right? Then you won't be able to know what to say. So first you have to speak out what you would have explained. Then you read back the text and this is the Ein HaFarish. Okay, that's how you read text. So Ein HaFarish, don't explain like this. So now just ignore these first two words, Ein HaFarish, because we're going to say don't explain it. But first, what should we possibly explain? So there would have been a mocking to say, we're talking about Ein HaFarish. Oh, me boy, and the shine of the Gemara is him. Okay, then the day was normal, right? He stands with the wrong kicked up anyway. There may be a potter because regal and Shasravi is potter. What's the other side? And then the day you kicked, and I've been Shrikhaim and Shasravi. So that's also going to be an argument. The taste is ain't that much. Don't say that. Means I could have said I'm not giving them. What's the shayla? This animal would have anyway kicked up those stones. Those stones would have damaged the kli regardless. So do we say that's regal? And regal and shatrabi is potter. Or we say, no. Well, the animal did. The animal did an act with kavana to damage. And that's Karen. And Karen and shatrabi is kayan. So how do we define this? We define it based on the thing like a program, in which case it would be okay, regal. Or do we define it based on the act the animal did, in which case it should be Karen and Bichai and Shazar? Since they says don't explain that's what the Gemara might mean. Wow. Make the Laika on my hoist on my lechet, the Shazarabin, Kamai divided with someone. In the next case, the case after the two dots, the next case, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the Shaila, Hoysam Alechas B'Shus Rabbi. In this case, it just says Hoysam Alechas. It doesn't say B'Shus Rabbi. So it's not talking about B'Shus Rabbi. If it was talking about B'Shus Rabbi, then just by the next case, you would have said B'Shus Rabbi. So here also. So since it didn't mention B'Shus Rabbi, it can't be talking about B'Shus Rabbi. And therefore, that's not the machmir. Don't tell me the shayla of the Gemara was. What's the din in Rishus Rabbi? Means he got this Karen or regal. Because we're not talking about Rishus Rabbi. We must be discussing some other shayla. Because if we were talking about Rishus Rabbi, it would have said it. Like in the next case, it was talking about Rishus Rabbi, and it said it. You understand what it's saying first before you try and say what a Yishuv, another Yishuv, what it could be? First, let's try and understand what Jesus is saying, and then we can. Jesus is saying like this. I've got two Gemaras. One Gemara by the name of Abba Meir Mamal, and one Gemara by the name of Yirmiyah. That's it. Right? Two Gemaras. The first one says he was walking. Later, a stone getting anyway, kicked up, and he kicked up the stones. What's the difference? Second Shaila, he was walking in Rosh Hashanah, and we have the Shaila, is it like Karen or is it like Greg? So in the second Shaila, it's clearly, since he mentions Inner Shusarabim, the Shaila of the Gemara clearly is something to do with the Shusarabim. Do we treat regular Tsurias like Karen, which is Chayim Inner Shusarabim, or do we treat Tsurias like Regan, which is Potter Inner Shusarabim? Clearly, that's the Shaila of the second Shaila. But the first Shaila missed out these words with Shusarabim. So if the Shaila was a Shaila, how to be mugged in Karen? When it's anyway going to get kicked up, do we treat it like a Karen or like a regular Nachman in Rosh Hashanah? So you should have said it. Should have said, and then I'll know your Shaila is it in Rosh Hashanah or not. But since you didn't say Rosh Hashanah, obviously the focus of the Shaila is not that. The Shaila must be something else. So what's the Shaila? It can't be Rosh Hashanah, otherwise you would have said it. There must be a different China. Do we treat it like a Karen, or do we treat it like a Tam, or do we treat it like a Mord? Nafkamina, whether you pay half or quarter or half and as a shalom. That's how Rashi, Rashi comes as idiot. That's how Jesus says that the Shaila of the Gemara cannot be focused on Shitzarabim, because they would have said it. And there must be some other focus, which is irrelevant, which Rishus it's in. Must be Shaila, do we treat it as a Tam or Mord? Good?
Directly, another way. We don't know what this is on Jack's position with the two cases. The other one is talking about she's saying a robbery. And this was girls that told me about the commercial companies. Jason went over it with that.
If it wasn't that, it was written in. Two different people speaking.
Rabina Barashi.
Well, maybe you put them together with both talking about stories.
If that's how it feels, I mean, it doesn't seem compelling to me.
Okay.
We'll swallow that one.
Yeah. We have a question. Is it like prayer or is it like prayer? What's the practical ramification between whether it's caring or prayer? That's called my commitment. What's the ramification? You ask me a shayla, what are you asking me for? You've got something that's bothering you. Do you treat it like Karen or do you treat it like Reagan? That's what's bothering you. Why? What would be the difference? So there could be three possible differences. Number one could be whether it's a Karen, whether it's Tam or Mord, whether you have an aspect of Tam or Mord. Number two, also, could be a shadow of Tam and Mord, meaning do we maybe, means of these first two ways, do we say when it's a Tam, so it pays half of what a Mord would pay, which would be 25% in this case? Or do we say, well, it's shadow of Mord, so therefore you'd have to pay another chunk and do it four times? Those are the first two ways, right? I mean, you've got a serious shadow. Is this in the partial of carrot or is this in the partial of burger? The animal kicked. So it did an act which should be carried. But the thing was a broken anyway. So the thing was irrelevant whether it kicked or not. So we treat it like regal. So is it in the maslul of carrying? Nachmina, Tam and Mord. Or is it the maslul of regal? Nachmina, there's no Nachmina, Tam and Mord. It's always going to be a fixed price. That's one shaykh. Another possibility, what could be, is it in the maslul of carrying and it's chayvim with the shears? Or is it in Maslul of Regel and it's only Chayv and Shusayom? So if I'm asking you such a question, if I'm interested, if the point why I'm asking you is because I want to know is it Chayv and Shusayom or Shusayom, I would have asked, what's the din in Shusayom? Because that's where it's not committed. Is it Chayv? Meaning that's where the ramification is, whether it's classified as Karen or Regel, is whether it be in Shusarabi. So I should ask, what's the deed if it walks down the street in Shusarabi? Is it going to be Chayv or Potter? I should have asked that. And I didn't even say the word in Shusarabi. Sounds like that point I'm not addressing. I wasn't asking. I was asking something else. What was I asking? Is it Tam or is that Mord? What would be enough for me if it's a Tam or Mord? Is it in the parasha of Tam or Mord or is it not? Not for me now. If you say it's regal, so always pays 50%. Sorry, it's 50%. If you say it's in the parish of Karen, then there'd be mokum to say it's either 25%, or maybe if you do it four times, you pay maybe shalim. That's the shadow of Sigmar's answer. Good? Okay, so now we have to see the Rosh.
But, yeah. The fact that it's not mentioned in Rosh Hashanah can mean anything that applies to any of us.
If the question was whether we treat it like Rega and it should be potential, then of course you have to focus on that question. If the question was Rishut Sarabin, you should speak out. If the pasuk says in the Torah Yochayim, it doesn't say where. That's when we spoke about it. Then the Torah is saying Yochayim everywhere. And here we have a shayla, along with the maisa. We've got an act which we know the Torah says regal spot on Ishasurama. But this animal kicked, and we know the Torah says Yochayim Ishasurama if you kicked it. So what do we define this act as, a can or regal? So here we have to speak out Ishasurama. And that's our shayla. In this act, which is doing in Ishasurama, do we treat it like a can or do we treat it like a regal?
I can see this case from above. It's not an energy.
And what would be the shayla? I'm asking you, if Abba was asking shayla, what's his shayla?
Talk about the Israeli energy. What happens
whether we would treat, you mean, you're asking him, he came to the space vendors and wanted some to classify. Put it in the right classification, and then afterwards we'll learn the practical halachas afterwards. That's what you're asking. Yossi's got a suggestion that Rav Abba came to this measure and said, listen, I don't know anything halachas at the moment. I'll work out the halachas afterwards. I want you to classify for me. Put this in the right box. This act, is it keren or is it regal? I'll tell you the nafkuminis. Once you tell me it's keren regal, I'll tell you the nafkuminis. I know there's three nafkuminis. I'll tell you that. That's fine. But first of all, tell me, classify it for me. Is it Karen or Regal? Yeah? Not that he was asking a particular shayla. Yeah, like in the next Gemara, they're asking a particular shayla. It was all going in Rosh Hashanah. What's the deal? Yeah, it wasn't asking a specific shayla. They're just asking, what would be a din of how would you classify this? Regal, Karen, and then Mameda would be negated all three. So what Yossi is basically doing is saying, maybe in a Harami, he was asking all three, right? So we're going to see. We're going to come to your Psha very soon. After. First, I want to have a Rosh with you. The Rosh is in the base, right? Baba Kameh. I'm going to share the screen with those that don't have a Rosh. Maybe I'll turn to there first. Okay, here I have it for those on the Zoom. If Yaakov, you have a Rosh by any chance? No. Okay, so I'll have to share it with you. Share screen, green. No, share. Can you see the screen? Hope you can. Let me now highlight what he needs. Place my lechess. Okay, so now let's see the Rosh inside. Ah, the Eilige Rosh. Place my lechess. You see it? Simon Beis. After the baptism without in brackets,
yeah.
After that, further down, there's another two dots somewhere. If you've got the same tomorrow as me, it's seven lines up from the end of the column. Sure, you have it?
Yeah.
What do you have?
It says,
so it's Yossi. Yossi knows it. Yossi have it. Which one do you have? Yossi, yes. The term is pick it up. Maybe. No, and it's
inside. It's in the right time. That's something else. It's not golden, it's kind of fairy. That's how you got it.
Who knows what the next three letters stand for? It's impossible for it to walk. And it kicks. It's not on my way.
What
Or perhaps his machas biut kalsi v'avlo keren v'meshalim chatzi nezek. And he pay chatzi nezek. Says the Rosh, the Shaila is in Rishus Rabin. The Shaila is not in Rishus Rabin. The Shaila was in Rishus Rabin. He's walking down the street, and he kicks up stones on purpose, but those stones would have anyway damaged the kli. Do we say it's like regal, or do we say it's like keren? Right, so this taste, this Rosh, clearly not like what Tosis said. Tosis said the Shaila was not in Rishus Rabin. So the Shaila is the Rosh Chodik on Tosis, and Tosis Chodik on the Rosh. Halach Lamaisa, meaning, did Tosis mean, what did Tosis mean? When Tosis in the Farsh, how did he understand it? What does in the Farsh mean? Don't say it because it's halachically wrong. Or don't say it because that's not what the Gemara is talking about. But it could be true. Don't say the Shaila is the Rosh Tzirabim. And you'll be Shaila, are you Potter and Tzirabim or not? Because certainly not going to be Potter and Tzirabim. It's certainly Karen. You shouldn't be Potter and Tzirabim. That's why you shouldn't say it. It's just wrong. Or don't say it because the Gemara never mentioned Rishus Rabin, therefore the stomach's not that good. That's the Shaila. So the Rosh says clearly, Alok and Amais, the Rosh holds that you would be the Shaila of the Gemara is, you could be a Bipotter Rishus Rabin. If Bipotter Rishus Rabin is left as a taker, right? That means if the story happened, if you stop, you wouldn't have to pay him, makes me a bail of a riot. Bipotter. Because it could be a Tzeregia. Is Tosis chelik on that? Is Tosis all the avada and avada? It's Karen. And it's not the chayim in Rishus Rabin. Or, no, Tosis agrees to the Rosh. That could be the Shaila, just practically it's not. So here we have very interesting machlokes. Machlokes have to learn Tosis. The Yamshel Shlomo, that's the Marshal, he understood that Tosis doesn't argue with the Rosh. About it could be talking about that as well, but if it was, the Gemara would have mentioned Rishus Rabim. Since the Gemara didn't mention Rishus Rabim, the Gemara is focusing on whether it's Karen or Mod. That's all the Gemara is focusing on, but it's true. As much as you're going to treat it as Karen, and that would be Talmud Mod, as much as you're going to treat it as Karen, then it would have a similar nafkamina whether it be Chayim and Rishus Rabim or not. That's how you have to say that. In a parish, because the Hemshech HaSug is not Mashmura. But look at the Mashal. There's something very interesting in the Mashal. Have a look at the Mashal. Mashal, you should know where you find it. I might be going to help you. Mashal. For those that don't have Mashal because you don't have it, I shall share the screen. Mashal, you test. Bob Kamer. You test. You have it? Lastly, you got it? No, you got it. You have it on the show.
I'm just looking for the page now. Yeah, I found the show.
So look at the Masha. You have Masha that you test. The Mokka Rishi Yesha. The Diva Masla, the Mokka Rishi Yesha. You have it, Sean? Very good. Hey, in the Paris, we found at least where the Masha is. In a vast Irish Israel, yeah, says Mashal, the Masra Lohu, in the Indian Shusa Rabin, if Shita Hakbar, as far as Shusa Rabin is concerned, this Shaila is poshos. Do Afilu Bidev Shalom, Beloyat Tazo, even when anyway would kick down the stones. Ubata, so. If she died by, why? How do I know this possible? Because the Afilu Bide Epsilon of Alaya Tazo, even when it could have walked without kicking up stones, Ubata and it kicked the Tizo, Uma Vezika, Masik, the Idar Bayer, in the next Shaila of the Gemara said to Mistaba to told the director. That's Poshon that's told in the regular. In the next shayla of the Gemara, the one that Abba was the next shayla, the one that the next, the who's it? Abba? Rabbi Yirmiyah put it there. The next shayla of the Gemara, what was that case? The animal was walking on the streets. It didn't have to kick out the stones. And it did kick out the stones. And the shayla of the Gemara was, is it capturing the Gemara? And the Gemara said, it's Regel. So you see, even when an animal didn't need to do it, and it still kicked up, you treat it as Regel in the Shusar Abin. So certainly, if there's no other option other than the stones to get kicked up, you should treat it as Regel in the Shusar Abin. So there's no shine in Taisus. Taisus says, I don't have any shine of a cloud. Of course, the shine of the Gemara wasn't whether you're shine in the Shusar Abin or not. Because it's poshut, your potter is just rabbin. Have a look at the next side of the Gemara. Next side of the Gemara was this animal was walking down the street. It actively went and kicked up the stones. And we said it's Mistame, it's like Greg. Very good. This Marshal kept the goose of the bottom next Gemara. This Marshal, he said he understood the next side of the Gemara was on bottom. It kicked out. And yet we said the Draga. Well, okay, then that gives the game away. If even when it's bought or when it didn't need to, we treat it as other option other than to kick it out. Because even if there was another option, it'd still be bought. So this Mashal goes with the gifts of a barter. And the Mashal said in Tosas, no Havamina, that's what it's meant. There's no Havamina, but you're gonna be potter and Shusarabim. So if we are curious about on the next side of the Gemara, then this is what this taste is mean. I'm telling you, the story should be regular. Why should it be regular? You did it with Kavana. Right? I think that's how I'm going to put it. I'll have a look at it in a minute. I think so. I want to talk about this new girls soon, but the Marshal, the way the Marshal is learning, Shat in Taisus ain't the Farish. Ain't the Farish that to go back to the Rosh, the Marshal, the Taisus that said, ain't the Farish. Ain't the Farish, I mean Taisus, sure. Taisus says, ain't the Farish, the Ayyub Shatzer Abim. According to Marshal, the Shat is, because you cannot talk about Shatzer Abim. Because halachically, you would never have a shayla. Because it's poshut, you'd be potter in your shitzurabim. Because even if you kick, the Gemara says in the next Gemara that you're potter in your shitzurabim. So that can't be what the shayla of our Gemara here now is. In the case where the stones anyway would be kicked out. Therefore, the shayla must only be with your tam, whether it's shayla to be a tam or not. That's the shayla. That's the way Marshal. But the Rosh clearly doesn't know like that. The Rosh says the Shaila was when the Yochai mentioned to Rabbi. And the Rosh understood that there's Bemet, Shaila here. Maybe you would be because in the end of the day, the servants anyway would have got kicked out. Or maybe a chavinish is rabbin because you the maisa kicked out. And we're saying, Yamsha Shleima says, the Marshal says, that could very well be that Tosis is not chedik at all. Could be Tosis not chedik at all. Could be Tosis would agree. And just Tosis saying that the lashon of the Gemara is not mashma. The lashon of the Gemara is not mashma that we're talking about in Rishon LeZion. Okay, that is it. And Yossi did that with a ha'ara that maybe if Ashi Shaila wasn't asking a particular scenario, wasn't saying where would you, just wanted to know how to classify. Should you classify as Karen or Regal? And then we'll work out all the nafkaminis, which would fit in with this Marshal, the Marshal saying, they're all true. All these nafkaminis are true. Just this Gemara clearly wasn't only talking about Rishon LeZion because everybody said it. So that means Tosfos brings the Marshal is not arguing on the Rosh. It's saying it could very well be that we're talking about Rishon LeZion as well. It's just the actual shy that was presented in the Gemara wasn't talking about in Rishon LeZion specifically because it would have said the word Rishon LeZion. Okay, that's this Mahalach of the Gemara. So what we said here. We've said here that we haven't finished with the Rosh, we have to carry on the Rosh. But we've brought Machlokes, so to speak, between Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos says the Gemara is not specifically talking about Rishon LeZion, and the Rosh says the Gemara is specifically talking about Rishon LeZion. But the Rosh, the Nafka Minna, the Shaila of the Gemara was, and Nafka Minna, what's the practical ramification? Rishon LeZion. Why didn't the Rosh learn like Tosfos? Why didn't he learn like Rashi? That the shayla was about when you pay chatzin nezik or nezik sholem, when you pay chatzin nezik or revi'a nezik. Anyone thought about that? Why did the Rosh pick on Rishon LeZion? The Gemara doesn't mention Rishon LeZion. It's not so gishmak. Why did the Rosh pick on that one? There's a chesaron in Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is a chesaron. It's not so gishmak, Rashi's pshat. Rashi himself was Moria 1, and Aruba mentioned as well, the end of Shea once. Under Rashi's chat, the Shaila of the Gemara is based on a Havamina of a Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is not sure whether there's Shinoi by Tzoris. If there's Shinoi by Tzoris, what would be the halacha? That's this Gemara. If there's Hador by Tzoris, what would be the halacha? Not so Gishmak. Much more Gishmak to say, clear cut shayla. What's the din? Is it din of Karen or Rego? What's the nafkamina? If it's just the army, may you chayv or not? Rosh has got much more of a practical nafkamina, not based on what somebody would hold or not. So obviously, the Rosh is more gishmak in a practical nafkamina for all of us, not based on what somebody might hold or not. On the other hand, Tosfos says, if that's your whole shayla and you want to pin it down to there, then he should have said Rishon LeZion. So, not Gishmak, he should have said Rishon LeZion. That's why Tosfos says, they keep shouting like Rashi. It could be true what the Rosh is saying, but that's not what the Shaila of the Gemara was. Shaila of the Gemara was, in Rishon LeZion, do you treat it as a Tam Mod, or do you treat it like Rega? That's the Shaila. Let's carry on the Rosh. Carry on the Rosh. Define it again. Right, we're in very base of the Rosh, Simon base, is basically where we were beforehand. So you got it, Rosh, excellent. So Rosh is now going to tell us some halakha l'maisa. I really want to get to the end of this Rosh, but since we've hit this Rosh, we'll learn halakha l'maisa as well. So it says the halakha, says the Rosh, what's an upcoming? You ask him a shaylin's table. Oh, ever what? How does that pan itself out into our world, into the real world? What's Teiku teach us? Says the Rosh, the Solka B'Teiku, you have that? Two lines off the end. Solka B'Teiku. Therefore, the Dibe Oimer, come to those that hold. The whole Teiku, the Topas, Loimach Yinimene. Whenever you have a Teiku in the Gemara, if the claimant, the Nizik, grabs hold of His taiva is something. We wouldn't take it away from him because it could be. Normally we say, I'm not going to be out of where I am. They are his taiva's it. So now, who's the moitzi? You're taking away from me or I'm taking away from you? Right? So according to that, Hokanami, here too, itovas habehemo mishtare mimeno chatzinezek. If the claimant would grab hold of the behemo, you would claim from it chatzinezek. Why does the Rosh say that he grabbed hold of the behemo? He grabbed the property of the mazik. Why do you have to talk about he grabbed the behemoth? He grabbed the property of the mazik. And the shaila was the gemara, was it Karen or Ega? Right? The shaila is whether Karen or Ega was Kaim Shazarabim or Kaim Shazarabim or not. That's the shaila, right? So says the Rosh, so therefore it's also the Teiko. If it's also the Teiko, really, if you're damaging the Shusser Abim, you can't claim from him because I'm making some Chabayel of a Raya. But if I grab it, then other Abim now, I'm the one who's Mursik. You're the mates. You have to prove this. I can keep it. So the Rosh, well, tell me if you grab the actual Behemoth. Says, sure, the Pshat is. Because what's the Tzadit? Either Keren and Chai and Shusser Abim. Or it's Regan and Potter and Shazarabim. But the only Tzadit's Chayim and Shazarabim because it's Karen. And Karen is only Migubon. So if he grabbed all some other property, other Abim, you got a right to that all. If you grab all this property, this Behema, it could be it's Karen, and then I do have a right to it. So you talk about Loim Afkina Amine. And that's the Yisoid of Tikkun. And that's why the Gemara in Loch is Tikkun. Halachically, there's an Afkina. If the person would actively go and grab hold of it, you wouldn't be able to keep it. Says the Rosh, Avagav, I'm carrying on the Rosh.
You'd be able to keep the whole thing or keep it with the
Chatzinezek. You say that, okay, yeah. Fine. Avagav, the Ace, Svek Sveker, the Chatzinezek. I really have a Svek Sveker. Why? The Dilma Uchiru. Or Potter Legami. Maybe he's Potter and Shazarabim. That was the Tzad, right? Ve'im timtze lo'ima hashto mi'ez machmas bi'ut ka'osim. Even if you say that, well, okay, it's Karen and therefore you should have to pay in Shazarabim, but Dilma yeshinu b'tzorius reviyam has it. Maybe only pay a quarter. It's also a shining, also on the table. There's the Rosh. Doesn't matter. You are top of it. You're the mufsik. So you can keep it. I did a toot stop, but you shouldn't keep it, but you're holding it. The other guy has to prove. What does he want to prove? Well, Ryan, you got to hold my animal. Maybe it's Rega. Maybe not. I'm holding your animal. But what right do you have to hold an animal? Maybe you only have to, you can only claim a quarter of the damage. So maybe, but I'm holding your animal, you prove it. And therefore, says the Rosh, even though it's a sex take he top us loy mafkinon mine. Well, my depreciates, but that's very good according to the shitter holds that he top us loy mafkinon mine. Well, my depreciates, but according to I explain, the whole take. But according to what I hold, that every teiku, even if the guy grabbed hold of it, we would take it away from him. Because teiku is not like a sophic teiku, it's a shayla which hasn't been as passionate. So you can't stump take it. There's no nafkemina legabe rishus harami. There's no enough gemina. Although I would have loved to explain this shayla, the Gabri Shasrabim, practically there's no enough gemina. Because since it's left to the table, there's no enough gemina. Because in the end of the day, whether you treat it as Karen or you treat it as Regal, you won't be able to take it. And even if you take it, you have to give it back. Because we left off as a shayla. And therefore, what would be enough kemina, enough kemina? Here would be enough kemina. Would not be enough kemina nizik. No, what's enough kemina now? That's for the first time. Now he goes on to Tesis. Enough kemina would be, here we have to say, but the end of our talan, that shayla would be, do we treat it as regal? Or do we say as kef? If it be regal, what would be the day? How much would you pay? Quarter. Let's go with yeesh and a quarter. So then, he taught us, magvina lo revi'ane. I don't know why he needed to talk us in. The monoshech, you have to pay quarter of an act of quarter. If you treat it as regal, it's half. If you treat it as Karen, it's quarter.
It has at least a quarter for sure.
At least a quarter. So why did he say he taught us? Even if not taught us.
Well, basically, grab an addition to the, so maybe that quarter is the additional quarter.
No, because you can't take more than additional quarter, because since it could be Karen.
But he has it in his possession.
So he's going, the Rosh going on the tzad, the Thomas Machkino. Even if we grab hold of it, we take it away from him. So why is he saying, Yitofas, why do you need it? This is a Koshi on the Rosh. Why do you need it? Why do you need the Thomas? I understand why it needs to be regufi. But, so what would you say? So why say Yitofas?
We're parallel to the other case where the person says we don't, we let it keep it. So it's, the case was that he did tough, he was tough to say. True, it could be that he wasn't. The book would be the same.
Yeah, okay. It's a bit unfair just to put it in there. I'm teasing up other people's agreement. I'm saying, why put it in? Unnecessary. Seems a bit unnecessary. Okay, that's a difficulty on the Rosh. So, the Mitzvah to a tour in Shin study, maybe a quarter.
So, the word, we collect.
Bitovas magvina and you can claim. You can claim from you. Yeah. If you grab all of it, you can claim a quarter.
It's not for the quarter.
Huh? Sorry? Yes, according to how we have explained, it has been explained. The whole teiku, it tofas mafkina mimeda. Every teiku, if you grab hold, you do take it away from there. Ain't enough kumin, ain't enough kus bebaizu. There's no enough kumin in this shayla, in between the brishas around. There's no enough kumin. Why? Halakhically. Halakhically, not enough kumin. Because if you grabbed hold of it, you wouldn't be able to keep it. And we have to always take on, it might be regular, and then we won't be able to keep it. So we can't get this take was left us, we can't act at all. We have to keep it as it was. Avol, in Matiza, but it's an nizik, it would be enough to mean it. If the animal was Matiz, walked in a shusa, nizik. So here the shayla is, do you pay chetzi, or do you pay quarter? So here, would be enough kumin. If we have a practical enough kumin, if we treat as regular, you pay half damages. If you treat as Karen, you pay quarter damages. Then I was saying, I don't understand why you use the word itofas. Magvino levianezik. Umaskino, and what's maskone? The tizo bishusarabi. The zikyo bishusayochit chayb. Now this, Umaskin is now going on the second shayla of the Gemara. The second shayla of the Gemara, you ready? Yossi, you there? Yeah, so this Umaskin now is going on the second shayla of the Gemara. The second shayla of the Gemara was what? The animal was walking down to Abim and was walking normally, going with the gifts that we have. And it was kicking up stones from Mishnah Abim to Mishnah Yochi. And it damaged. What's the maskona? Says the Rosh, the maskona is your chayim. You're chayim for that. The Afagav, says the Rosh, Afagav. You got the dosa, like the if it was walking on the mission in the case like the adults are like the now. Minizgalgil lemokim acher benishbar, and I rolled down the hill to someone else and it broke. Remember that case? Where was that? Yud Zayin Amud. Based in the bottom, right? He was just treading on the kli, he walked on the kli, because they rolled down the kli and broke at the bottom of the kli. What did we say there? Do you go to Boston Mikara? Do you go to Boston Saif? Do we treat it as Saif? Do we treat it as Regal? Askin on El, Kiroba, we pass an Iroba, the Boston Mikara, Zinon. We treated it like Iroba. We had not come out, we said it's like Gufo, it's like Regal Mamish. So what's the Russian's Kasha? Why do we say here that if you kick the Rishon Sarab, it landed in Rishon Sayochit, we treat it as where it landed? Says Rosh, why should you do so? You should look at it, possibly car when the animal kicked the stone, that's when it did the damage. And that was in Rishon Sarab. There we saw you go possibly car. That means you go according to when the animal actually kicked the stone. So, where did the animal kick the stone? He damaged the thing. So, when did the damage happen? In the Shasirabim. So, what's happening? It should be Chayev. Why the mice do you pay if it damaged the Shasirabim? The Russians Kasha. We have a gap there, but don't sound like I'm going back over the question. The other guy, the other dog, said, "I think he's going to mock him out of an ishva." I think not. How we concluded about Kirova, the boss of Mikos. You know, there we go. According to boss Mikora, Harka Loi Ozinon boss Mikora. Here we don't. We don't. Elo Harka Mokoyim Shenasa Bayanezi, but rather. The Goli Kro, the Regel, the special Pasuk, is Megalitas, Uvia Biste Acher. What's the Pasuk telling me? Uvia Biste Acher. The Bill, where the Bill actually occurs. And that is in the Chatzan. Is it Uvia in the Chatzan? Where's all the Rosh? I've got a problem in the Sugis. That means I'm basically passing you to Bosmikar. And here we're saying that you pay, even though the damage happened over there. You kicked the kli and the kli rolled down the hill and broke to the bottom of the hill. And that offer was that even though it broke when it wasn't connected to the animal, we'd say you pay Nezik Shonin. Why? We don't say it's serious. It broke later on, not connected to the animal. Oh, we see Nezik Shalim, but we look at the point of contact between you and the Kli. Where was the point of contact between you and the Kli? That was together. It was you. That's called Bosmikara, and that's what you pay Nezik Shalim. I physically broke later on, and therefore it could be called Sirius. No, Bosmikara is in. Why did it break later on? Because of you kicked it. So that's called you actively involved in the Kli, you pay Nezik Shalim. Right? Says the Rosh, I have a problem. If you go Boss Mikara, so why here in our sugya, where the animal kicked the stone? And the stone, when did it kick the stone? In a Shasa Yochin, in a Shasa Rabin. So if you go Boss Mikara, when do we consider the cleats have been broken? Already now. Sentence. When did it, you're right, when do we consider the cleats have been broken already now? And therefore, it was all in Shasar Rabin, it should be part of. Says the Rosh, you're right, that it exists at possible via the state Acher to tell me, although you're right, it's as if the key is already broken, but the mice of the bottom says of the state Acher, where actually physically did break. And that was only in Shasar Yochid. Since it did break in Shasar Yochid, you're going to be a chayiv for this.
The difference between the case with Sitnah and that's when the object was in the Rishut Rabbim and he kicked Sitnah, whatever, and the enemy. broke in another rishus, but that's the same object. It's the tzi that broke that was actually made contact with. Here, he's making contact with the stone, and the stone is the cause, was what caused the damage on the other area. The stone is like an arrow where he shoots the arrow and he shoots the rush.
Thanks,
yeah.
Sure, that's the harm is rosh. This rosh is gevaldik, but with a few different auras, but this aura, now that you mentioned, we'll say goes first. No, I'll hold off you. It's a great aura. First of all, this Rosh Paskin for us, halacha lemaisa, if an animal is walking down the street and the stones left the Rosh Hashanah, landed in Rosh Hashanah, you're tired. Even though this Rosh wrote the riff that said, if you walk down the street and you have a stick, and it stands on one side and breaks the kli that's in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you're potter. Right? So this, on Sunday, we said there's kilu a koshi on the reef. How does he learn the sugya? And he said, the reef missed out the sugya. He missed out. But the Rosh does bring it. The Rosh brought that and he brought this. And the Rosh clearly seems to have halacha l'maisa. The animals walking down the street. And the stones leave it and lands on the food, would be chayav, even though it's an uchi, it's walking normally. And yet, in Daf Gimel, says that it's walking normally down the street and it stands on a board that breaks another clean, you're going to be potter. So this Rosh is a Rosh that's pointing out basically what Yossi was already shouting at us on Sunday. There seems to be a chiluk between soyos and a board. A board is considered all one connection with the animal. It's all considered part of his okay, and therefore, as much as okay, you'll have to walk and have it trod on a kli here. It would be potter, because I mean, if she's having standing on a board here, which is connected to something, it's all considered the same thing with your potter and if she's having. The Torah said, anything that you break in a Shusar Abu, you're potter. Okay, you're potter. But if you have some type of stone missile leaving a Shusar Abu, landing in a Shusar Yochid, that is different to the case of a board with it. The reason why the thing broke there is because the same pressure that I exert in a Shusar Abu is what's causing that breakage in Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to explain why it should be. I'm going to explain why it should be. Right. The board is considered as if that kli was in Rosh Hashanah. It's as if that kli is in Rosh Hashanah. And I stood on it, and I'm potter. The stone, the kli is not in Rosh Hashanah. The kli is in Rosh Hashanah. And I broke it by walking in Rosh Hashanah. That you don't have the tour of Ogre. Why? We haven't said why. Yeah? That's all that people explain the chiluk. But we have to first speak out the second point of this Rosh, and we'll try. But it will be today, but we'll try. That's the first chiddush in this Rosh. First chiddush in the Rosh is. There's a chiluk between Adla Pesha, where what's the difference whether it's a broke it over there? And the second, as opposed to if Shusar kicking up stones, where the kli actually broke fully in a Shusar Yochid, for that you would be chayav. Why? We don't know why. But that's what is said. But there's another chiddush in this Rosh, and this is a chiddush, and they're very connected. But this is a chiddush Shua has raised. The Rosh got a gevaldik kasha. Still, here we're saying that if you walk in Shusar Abim and this thing gets broken in Shusar Yochid, what's the din? You pay Nezik Shalim. You pay Nezik Shalim. Are you walking in Shusar Abim? Doesn't matter. You're broken in Shusar Yochid. But we know the principle, Bosomi, Koros, Dino, that's Rosh's Kasha. We go, there's a cloud, Bosomi, Koros, Dino. Meaning, why don't we look at it as if it already broke and it's just a rabbin? Says the Rosh, got a special posse to answer this question. Mm-hmm. You don't even have a question to start with. Never mind to find a posuk to answer it. There's no question. Bosom Mikor, Tosfos already told us. Bosom Mikor is chat that you were in contact with this kli. You keep the kli. When the kli break is irrelevant because it broke because of you kicked it. So you broke it when you kicked it. That's Bosom Mikor. What happens if you throw an arrow and the kli is still standing still? But you throw an arrow, the arrow is going to break the kli. That's not considered I broke the kli already yet. That's what he told us. That's not considered I broke the kli. That kli is still there. Nothing happened to it yet. The arrow is going to hit it, but nothing happened yet. So maybe that kli is still shotting. So everybody show you what's the rush did. This animal's walking down the surrounding. The stone left the animal's leg and landed on the kli, but the animal didn't have any contact with that kli. The God says, "Bosom Ikar," it's as if the animal was in contact with the kli, Rosh Hashanah. Who's your chayv in Rosh Hashanah? So what's the Rosh asking a steer from David Zion, David Tess? From David Zion, you saw that we see, you go Bosom Ikar. And after your test, we're saying you don't go boss me, go watch out. Exeisa Kosmic. No, I tell you, Boss Hilo. In W Zion, you were in contact with the Kli, so boss me, go. In W test, you weren't in contact with the Kli, so no boss me, go. So based on this Kasha, the Achreinim on the Dike, the Rosh is going to come to us. The Rosh holds that even if you throw an arrow at Kli, it's considered broken already. This Rosh is and that's why he says cash. He holds it, even if you throw an arrow at a Kli, it's considered broken already. Considered broken. And now Rosh has to be chayik on his whole thesis. So who says this? So the question is mechiyah for this Rosh. You like to say? Mukhar from the Rosh, he holds. You have to now go back to Bidai. The Mukhar from the Rosh, if you throw an arrow to Kli, it's considered the Kli is ready. Broken. Afkamina, what would be an Afkamina? Oh, very good. If somebody else goes and now takes a bat and breaks it, it'll be part of going to the Rosh. Why? Because as soon as I threw this arrow, it's considered the kli's already broken. Break the Rosh, if so, then it's possibly gone. It happened on. It's just a rabbit, it should be part of. There it is, the apostle comes at all. Now, to answer the first question we had on the Rosh. Rosh, we had the steer. Rosh says, if you walk down with a stick, standing on the stick, and it's considered that happened that you're a potter. Okay, so we said, what's chat? Why by choice is different, right? Why by choice? So, what did I answer? I answered, if you're with a stick, it's considered the damage happened here because this stick is all one long thing. So, it's if it happened here, Mashing in Surya's. It's not as if it happened here because the stone went there and damaged that. It's not as if it happened here. It's like removed from the animal. You come to what I'm saying now in the Rosh, it's a bit hard to say that because the Rosh holds his mom's bottom in car. The Rosh holds that a stone and a stick are the same thing. It's all bottom in car. It's a bit harder to say.
Is there a difference in the materials then? It's touching here and it's touching there. It's going to break. You step on this, there.
Right.
It's gross. Who's where it's going to land? It's not a big car. You didn't know what the. You look at that snapshot.
You're saying you don't know. You're slightly removed from it. But in London, it is. If it does break, it is considered if I broke it. In London, yeah, if you're on a busway car. The chilek is that way. And I'm putting it together. The chilek is between Sirius and the stick. Have to be mugged very well. That's the chiddush. Let's do a quick stick. We touched on a few different points. Let's do a quick stick on what we saw today. We saw Tosfos We saw Tosfos says that the Shaila of the Gemara is not regarding Rishus Rav. We saw the Rosh says the Shaila of the Gemara was regarding Rishus Rav. We saw Machlekes, is Tosfos Chodik of the Rosh, or just he saying the Pasha of the Gemara is not talking about that? Is he Chodik in Halach, or just in what the Gemara is talking about? The Yam Shoshayim says no Machlekes in Halach. Tosfos agrees that in Bichayim, that there would be a Shaila in Rishus Rav as well. Do we say that this is regular in Rishus Rav? Do we say no? It's Karen in Rishus Rav. Would you be Karen in Rishus Rav or not? The Mitzad Sheni, we saw the Mashal was Goris the Gives of Ba'atol. Remember that. We still have to come back. We haven't finished with that point. It's Goris the Gives of Ba'atol. The Mashal says that there's no Havim in Yechayim in Rishus Rav. Even if you kick, when you didn't have to kick, when the stones didn't have to get cleaned up, your potter in Rishus Rabim. So there's no Habimin in this case, Abadin of Chayim Rishus Rabim. That's what Tosfos meant. There's no Habimin, you're talking about Rishus Rabim. So then Machlekes, Yam Shoshlema, and the Marsha. We then saw the Rosh. The Rosh told us, Nafkemina the Maisa, whether or not we paskin, it's got a din of regal Karen, is it Thomas Machkinale, Thomas Le Machkinale. We saw Machlekes, the Rosh brought down a discussion. What's the din if your tefus the tefu? And there's a teku, and somebody's tefus it. Do we say, give it back? You have no right to take it. Or no, I don't have it. It's a sopik. It makes me a veil of a ayah. He brought his to start him. And Nachman would be, if we all, if I take it, I've got a right to keep it. So that would be enough gemina. If you're walking in Shus around and damaged, so I've taken it. I'm taking on its care. What do you want to say? It's a regal. You prove it. I'm taking on its care. But if you hold it off as leimach in a minute, you've got no right to take it. Give it back. You have to give it back. And maybe it's regular. You have to give it back. And if it's an idik, then you'd be able to keep it quarter. That's all. You'd be able to get him to keep it quarter. But no. Then the Rosh told us, the Gvaldige Chiddush, Rosh told us that we paskin, your chayiv, if you walk into the rabbit and damage happens to the yochid, your chayiv to pay for that damage. How that stems with the Rosh at the beginning of the Sefer Yesh La'ayin. But the Rosh had the kasha. Why should you be chayiv? It all happened in Rosh Hashanah. Because you go boss mikar. All happened in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rosh, you're right. It did all happen in Rosh Hashanah, but there's a apostle that tells me that you have to pay a riyabistayach. The actual damage, physically, physical damage happened in Rosh Hashanah, you pay in Rosh Hashanah.
Did you use that lesson? Did he use the
lashon
of the
Yael Zadah?
Didn't it
refer
to
this
something else? Isn't the liquid of the
Yael Zadah? No, it's just the Poshup Shat of the Poshup. Yeah, it's the Akhtar. This Gemara, the Poshut Shat Beir Vistayachah, that's where we learn that. You only chayiv regel in Rosh Hashanah, it's from Beir Vistayachah. Regel is potter in Rosh Hashanah, because it's not Achim.
So, how is he using it regarding the projectile?
No, so he's saying Poshut Shat says it had to be damaged in Vistayachah.
When the animal
is in
that Vistayachah.
Nachon, nachon. Poshut Shat happened in Rosh Hashanah. You're right, you could argue this about that. But so what's the Rosh telling us? You're right. You could have learned, it should be Basmi Kar, but you can't because it's apostle. So the question was, there's no half a minute to say it's Basmi Kar, because it's like it's a projectile, it's an arrow. There's never a tzad you say Basmi Kar. That's Yeshua's Gashem. He said, it's Rosh, that Aloch and the Maisa, that the Rosh is called Tesis, and you say Basmi Kar. Even if they're projectiles, they say, Basmikar. Okay, that's what we've seen today in, on a whole. We still haven't finished regarding this business of Bartol. We just have to see. Those of you that want to know a little bit of Machana, there's Rabbeinu Peretz. You could see it, taste Rabbeinu Peretz. But I don't want to spend a long time on it. We will move on. By Thursday, anyway, we hope to get, trying to go towards the Mishnah. Okay, trying to get towards the mission. lot more to learn, but from where we're holding at the moment about the length lying down. So we've got kishkush, you say kishkush, and then try to move towards the mission. Okay. And we have to send out on Thursday to move on a little bit.
Tell us what's would have been asked. It should be, if we're not being asked, said it should have been Shusayochan, because when Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel asked this Shaila, he was also wanting to know whether Yeshiva or Yesha Arma. So it's even a better, because if he hears that it's a Yuchayev Rabbi, then he would know Yeshiva. He hears that it's Nezek Shabbat, he would know Yesha Arma.
Yeah, but what you
so, so that would have been another reason why it has to be Rosh Hashanah Yochid, because it's a stronger conscience, more information that he would get with the question.
Yeah, well, if it'd been Rosh Hashanah, you'd have all that thrown in.
Hell, you wouldn't know whether it's Yeshiyot.
Why not?
Would you know? If you're told that it's Regel,
if you're told it's Regel, also, hey, would. If we're going to define it as regal, it'd be potter, you'd have to be 50 inches to rabbi him, and she'd say, okay, then if we tell you Karen, then we'd have to tell you how much Karen.
But right? If you were telling him she's a rabbi, then you wouldn't be.
And I tell you, you have to pay. So I know it's Karen. Now I'd have to ask how much. The Tesis and the Rosh, they both understood that Amma, but Mamo was asking a Shaila. Practical shayla. He wasn't asking in theory what would be a practical shayla. If the practical shayla means he meant to ask is in a shayla, or is it a chetzinezik? Is it chetzinezik or a vienezik? Is it chetzinezik or not pay at all? That would be what the shayla would be. Not like what well, would be nice to explain like Yossi. In theory, what would be? He was asking a practical shayla. So the state says practically he wasn't asking shitzerab, because then he would have said a shitzerab or come to mashup. No, how many shitzerab you have to be? Possible. Okay, Metzushem will continue on Thursday.
The Rosh, he says that Pasuk Mikor has a classical stance, that there's an exception in this case because of the Pasuk.
Pasuk Mikor, say again, sorry.
The principle still stands. It doesn't undermine the principle altogether.
According to who, the Rosh?
Yeah.
Yes, from the Rosh, Pasuk Mikor stays. This case, especially because it's also that if it transversed Rishuyos, you pay according to the Rishon.
Is it unusual for a Rishon to bring a Pasuk directly?
Well, again, I'm saying he understood the posture of Shatul, the posture of Yunza, albeit this in the other field, not Londishly that way. This, where it actually caused the damage. I think it's Kiddush for coming up in this Rosh. If somebody throws an arrow, and somebody else breaks it, it'll be chayv, right? So we have to go back to the old story. It would be part. Go back to the old story, which the Rosh Hashanah was coming from in the end of the period, where somebody throwing a kid out of a window, and is it considered dead already? If somebody goes and kills it, you're crying. The person who kills it is chayv mitzvah. It's not considered dead. It goes back to that whole on the Tesis about it. But, yeah.
I'm going to try
that to see on first. The chiluk is like that. There's between tsuris and a stick. The stick is considered to happen here, and the tsuris is not considered to happen here. Definitely go like Tesis. It's easy to say like that. Go like Tesis. It's easy to say like that. The Tesis holds, then by stone, you can't say possibly car. So it really all happened in the Shusiyah. It happened in Shazir, be a Michael. The same thing here happened in Shazir. Why it broke the same pressure happened in Shazir. They all happened in Shazir. Definitely, according to Tesis, it's the easiest. That's according to the Rosh, it's harder because the odds that you do say what's Michael is as if it happened here. It's harder.
It's a much easier.
Yeah.
By mistake, the owner is liable as well as. Responsible. He has a stake in his property, which he knows is leading to a Shusarabba. He knows there is a likelihood that an animal will step on it and break his cleat. He is responsible for that. Therefore, he would be puppet. Shaved him by the case of the stone. He's not responsible for that stone.
Okay. I saw some people, I just didn't manage to look out properly. I saw some people say, I prefer to look into it first properly. Okay, fine. Should be well. Have a very good day. Enjoy the cold weather, Moshe. I don't mean to make the genesis. That's all that is, like some level.
It stops snowing. Days. We're okay. It stops snowing.
Oh, it stops snowing. Okay. That's okay then. Okay, where you go. That's not
good. Good to see you.